أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا رأيت ثم رأيت نعيما وملكا كبيرا عاليهم ثياب سندس خضر واستبرق وحلوا أساور من فضة وسقاهم ربهم شرابا طهورا إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان سعيكم مشكورا صدق الله العظيم. Concluding the ayats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mats and Allah's rewards for the abrar, the righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when you look there, in other words, when you look at Jannat, رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا, then O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will see, bless the ni'mats, the boons and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that wherever a person looks in Jannat, whatever a person sees, it will be filled with the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If you look in front of you, if you look on your right hand side, your left hand side, above you, behind you, below you, wherever you see in Jannat, you will only see the ni'mats of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In other words, a person will be enshrouded, a person will be covered, a person will have on every side the ni'mats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa mulkan kabira, and you will see a huge kingdom. You will see this huge piece of land that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given you. So much so that our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the hadith when he speaks of the last person that comes out of the fire of Jahannam, and he will be then the last person to enter Jannat, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will address him that for you is a Jannat that is the size of this earth and 10 times more. Now that is the Jannat of the last person that enters, and that is the lowest form of Jannat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give. Then what will be the Jannat of others? In the ayats of the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَرُضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرُضُ, its width will be the distance of the earth and the sky, the distance between the earth and the sky, that is the width. Then one can imagine what the length will be like. And hence in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as mulkan kabira, a huge kingdom that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant a person. عَلِيَهُمْ ثِيَابُ سُنْدُسٍ خُدْرٌ وَإِسْتَبْرَقْ, upon them the upper garment will be sundusin khudrun وَإِسْتَبْرَقْ. Two words Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes. One is sundus, that is fine silk, that is fine silk that is green in color. وَإِسْتَبْرَقْ, brocade, in other words a thick silk that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant. In other words, silk in this world is regarded as the best form of material. Of course, for men it is not permissible in this dunya, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will make it permissible, and Allah will make it a ni'mat, a means of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's honor in the hereafter. So in other words, every kind of silk Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant insofar as the clothing is concerned. Green will be the color of the people of Jannat, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again shows this great honor that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give. Now the different description that Allah had given with regards to the climate of Jannat, and then the fruit of Jannat, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the shade of Jannat, and then the couches of Jannat, the drink of Jannat. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes the area, the place where a person will be in Jannat, is vastness, is hugeness, filled with the ni'mats of Allah. And now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the clothing of Jannat. Thereafter Allah says, wa hullu asabira min fidda, that grace of Allah, that honor that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant them does not end. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will be adorned with bracelets made of silver. In other ayats of the Quran, Allah ta'ala says that these bracelets will be bracelets of gold. Now for women, they will understand, we will understand that for them bracelets is a means of adornment. But generally we find that an adornment is according to the fashion of the place or the times of a particular fashion. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about these bracelets that the men will wear and the women of Jannat will wear. So for men, we will understand it in this way, that in the time of our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and even before, we found that the emperors, the kings, the rulers of those days, they used to wear these bracelets made of gold and silver, like we find when the booty came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu of the emperor of Persia, then in it were his bracelets. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows again that this was something that was worn by the kings, and even now their crowns will have different, studded with different stones, etc. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that this is the clothing of royalty, this is the way of royalty, the adornment of royalty. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now concludes with this honor being that of royalty, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant the abrar in Jannat. وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا, and then their Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them to drink from a drink that is pure, a drink that is pure, the drink of Jannat. In other words, it will totally, totally satisfy them in every aspect. Their hearts will be contented, they will be filled with pleasure, they will not suffer any ill consequences of it. Everything will be good about this drink that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant the Ahlul Jannat. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala concludes, Inna hadha kana lakum jaza'a wa kana sa'yukum mashkura, that certainly this is a jaza' for you, this is a recompense for you, a reward for you, and wa kana sa'yukum mashkura, and your efforts have been appreciated. In other words, this is the appreciation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when they fed the people in this world, then they said, لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا, we did it unconditionally, only for the sake of Allah. We did not require any repayment from you, nor did we require any thank you from you, any appreciation or gratefulness from you. We did it only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this world, they did not want to be thanked, they did not want to be appreciated, they did not want any jaza, any reward in this world. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seal the honor, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will seal whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants them with this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself will say that this is a jaza, this is a reward from Allah. And whatever the efforts in this world is or was, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show the full appreciation of it. So we also sometimes need to decide that do we need the appreciation of man, or do we need the appreciation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do we need the jaza, the reward from humankind, or do we need the reward from the creator of humankind, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.